Well, isn't this a happy coincidence? I saw you from across the room. I just wanted to say hello. I swear I'm not trying to interrupt your date or anything.
Hi.
Yes, I'm an old friend of his. No, I was just waiting for my table to be ready. But I saw you and I couldn't help myself. Actually, I'm alone tonight, but that's fine. I'll just enjoy a bowl of the best pasta in town in silence. No, I'll go back to wait in the reception. Yes, it has been a few years, but really, you two are busy. Fine, I'll sit down just until I'm called. Where are you going? You have to go to the bathroom? Let me join you, Okay, never mind. I'll just stay here. You look rather dapper as well. God, did I just say dapper? I mean, you look good. Time has been very kind to you. Yeah, I've seen you around on social media. I still have you listed as a close friend. We are still friends after all, aren't we? Well, your date seems pretty nice. So how long have you been together? Congratulations. Well, you are certainly a lovely couple. Must photograph really well together. Sounds like a keeper to me. Actually, I just got out of the conference next door. I'm staying at the hotel, but I didn't feel like eating in my room, so I stopped by here instead. You're here on business, I assume? Of course. Oh, you want my order? No, actually, I'm not going to be eating here. At least not at this table. I mean, I'm just waiting for one to open up. Fine. A red wine. Any brand will do. Thanks. Well, I'm on a book tour, actually. I finally finished. Just stopped overthinking and went for it. It was the longest 6 months of my life. I took time off and went out to a cabin we used to summer in. Remember? By the lake where we... Anyways, I'm really happy with how it came out. It's about regret. Thank you for the drink. Oh, you wouldn't have heard of it. It's published under my nom de plume. No, I'm not telling you what it's called. Well, tough. A girl deserves to keep some secrets to herself. Oh, you'll make me tell you. Honey, you know I don't break that easily. No, I'm not being uptight. You're being a busybody. Are you seriously asking me that? Are you fucking kidding me? And you used to call me immature. Oh, cut the bull. You may be in the business of selling people lies, but I know you too well to believe any of them. Don't insult the respect I hold for you over your meaningless pride. Nothing to say? Fine, I'll bite. To answer your highly inappropriate question, yes, I have fucked recently. Quite a lot. Shall I count the ways for you? One took me against the window so fucking hard, I thought the glass was going to shatter from the force. Made me look out while he did it, made me lock eyes with a fucking stranger passing by with his dog who couldn't help but notice. One took me against the table and nearly threw my back out. Oh, that one was good, though. Well, you remember how much I love one on my backside, don't you? He lifted my hips while he thrust it in so deep into my tight little cunt, I thought he was going to split me in half for a moment. One took me to bed real Prince Charming style. You would have gotten a laugh. He was so sweet while he fucked me all nice and slow. Maybe a bit too slow. Too nice. I had to flip him on his back and ride him to even get close to coming. But each was good. Some were a bit too soft and sweet. Too forgiving. Not quite trusting when I said that I could take more. Not willing to make me scream. Though, Some were even great and more than happy to oblige my requests. I couldn't walk straight for a week. Oh, honey, don't get upset. You wanted to know, didn't you? Come on, sit back down. We're almost done here anyways. That's right, you're not really upset about hearing any of this. You're angry with yourself because you're not asking me what you really want to know. You don't want to know if I've taken another lover. You're asking if I've taken another sir or master. That's what you really want to know, isn't it? And it's eating you up on the inside. I can tell. And no, I'm not foolish enough to think that you mean if I've bowed my head in submission to anyone else, or if I've knelt and kissed their boots with as much eagerness as I would their lips. You're not even asking if I've let anyone strike my thighs, my breasts, my cunt, my perfectly spankable ass. You don't care if I've let anyone take my breath away while squeezing my throat beneath their thumb while they fucked me so hard that I nearly passed out. You're not even asking if I've been a good little girl by being a dirty little slut. What you're really asking is if I've exposed myself in ways that mark me more deeply than any scar. You're asking if anyone else has managed to make me burst into tears just with their words, shattering me to the breaking point before putting me back together again. You're asking if anyone has made me surrender to them utterly and completely with trust so deep that it burns, because you never thought that anyone could make you feel that safe, because you never wanted to please anyone the way you wanted to please them. It never even occurred to me that in itself would be the ultimate rush. You are asking if someone else has managed to master my mind and soul as thoroughly as they have my body. When you find that part of yourself, the part of yourself that you don't ever show to anyone, the part of yourself you didn't even know existed, that level of intimacy where the other person knows your every want. You never gave me what I wanted. You gave me what I needed. Every damn time. Even when I didn't know it myself, you held, used, and played with a part of me I was too scared to. Meeting your gaze was enough to make me unravel, your eyes locking onto mine. You saw me. People look at me, but they don't see me. They only see what I want them to. A single touch was enough to make me tremble inside. When you give that kind of control over to someone, it's something you never really get back. You said I was too young to feel anything profound, just a childish infatuation, as you put it. I could never convince you that I really did fucking love you. You thought that you were too flawed to be loved. You never learned that you don't love someone because they're perfect, but you love them because they're not. Do you realize that you're the one person I let myself be fragile with? The one person I never had to hide my thoughts from. The only one aware of my deepest, darkest desires. Who never judged me for them or made me feel lesser for them. The only person who saw past my exhausting mask of perfection. God, stop looking at me like some despondent fucking robot. Stop being a fucking coward and just spit it out. Ask me. To whom do I belong? You don't want to know. You don't want to know if I find solace thinking about you. If I ever play back your voice messages just to hear you say hello or goodnight. That I've clicked repeat more times than I can recount. Don't you want to know if I've finally found the nerve to delete your messages so that I won't reread them when I'm feeling nostalgic? Don't you want to know if I ache for you? If I ever dream about you? If I ever picture your face or hear your voice when I make myself come? If I ever reach across the bed instinctively before remembering that you're not there to return my embrace? If I ever arrive home and expect you to be there waiting for me? Or if I uselessly hope that you'll drop by? If I ever gaze outside of my window on rainy days, letting myself picture you so damn clearly my eyes water. If I ever look back on that night, if I grieve you, what gives you the right to open up a healing wound? Yes, yes, even now, your voice makes my stomach flutter. My eyes light up despite myself while gazing up at you. Being so close to you makes my pulse race, and I hate myself for that. I hate myself for being so goddamn stubborn and plain stupid because you're not mine to crave. You're not mine. You never were. Even though I am still yours, I am foolish enough to still care about you more than a friend should. It is a pain I don't wish on anyone. The kind I have tried fruitlessly to push away and ignore. The kind that makes me feel pathetic and weak, like a schoolgirl who can't forget her first goddamn crush. The kind of pain that makes me feel lost like some discarded toy. There is a hole in my heart that refuses to close. And the day I will finally be over you is the day I can say your name without having to hide the hurt in my tone. When I can stop feigning cheerfulness or being polite and actually be able to smile and say that it's good to hear from you without it being a bold-faced lie. You made me believe in forever, wrapped in a rope that chafes my every moment. Do you know what haunts me? It's not the fact that I miss you. I'm not deluded enough to think that I'll ever manage to forget you completely, no matter how much I've tried. The question that keeps me up at night, that makes me quake with anger and fear, is wondering if I will ever love again. And seeing you able to move on so easily makes me wonder if you're even capable of knowing what that means. I highly doubt it. A toast to the king of wishful thinking. Here's your seat back. Yeah, it was great catching up. Congratulations, by the way. Oh, that's the waitress calling me over. My table's ready. I'll let you two get back to celebrating. It was good to see you looking so well. Excuse me. You two have fun.